We've got a studio full of the Thunderheads here right now.
If they
three
can,
musicians.
If they can make a thunder this time of year, Dick, I'll take
it. It would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be nice, yeah.
Well, we've got Steve Blexrud, Craig Paquette, and Don Blue joining us in the studio, all guitar-laden in different types of guitars, and ready to share some music with us. You guys are up here to appear at the Tavern,
yeah,
right?
Tonight at the Tavern. Actually, tonight, tomorrow night at the Tavern as a trio, and then I play solo on Sunday night.
And you've been here one or two times before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they've been here. These guys are fun, Dick. So
yes, I know.
Yeah, you've been here before when they're on.
It's great to be back.
Great to have
you.
Good
to have
back.
You back.
Must be working. They invite us back, so.
It's working, definitely, yes.
Several times a year.
I don't remember that we invited Don back.
I don't but, think we did.
You were picked on me the last time.
Uh-oh, here we go.
He picks on anybody over in that corner.
Yeah,
I have to warn you.
I figure that they're over that in that corner for a reason, but I've been wrong before. No, it's great to have Don back, too. I've got to give him a hard time. He's over there.
I'm used to sitting in the corners.
Playing the bass over there. So
you guys, I don't know about this particular configuration, but I know from looking at your website, which they've got an excellent website out there, folks, just thunderheadsmusic.com, if you want to see what they look like as well as what they sound like, you can check them out right now. But you guys have been together, or you've been operating as the Thunderheads for 20 years.
Right? Yes. Steve and I, yeah, we've had Thunderheads. We're the two original members left.
Two original guys?
So it's been 20 years, but Steve and I actually, last year we just celebrated 30 years together. Is that right?
Yeah, oh, really? I think so, yeah.
It's hard to believe, but yeah.
As far as when we first started plucking around together.
And you're now in the Twin Cities, right? I mean, have you always been out of the Twin Cities?
Twin Cities, yeah.
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 So, yeah, we've had, we still get together with some of the old guys. That's mm-hmm. what we did last year. We had a kind of a 30-year celebration and got the original and current members together and did a show at the Parkway Theater, which we had enough fun. We're going to do it again this April.
Great.
So,
you guys don't look that old, so the old guys must be a different generation or something.
No, the old guys, they're not any older. They're just, we just call them the old guys because we don't need them anymore, just like,
the
you know,
former
old people.
Band members. Yeah, another
just
way
very
of saying
kind.
It. Yeah. Yeah.
That means Don is the young guy in this crowd.
Yeah, I guess he is.
He's actually not. He's the oldest member we've ever had.
How many guys are in the original band when you do get together?
There's, what, six of us? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, when everybody's together.
We have
six.
Another vocalist. My brother sings and plays harp and then keyboards. And keyboard player, he still plays with us depending upon the venue mm-hmm. every now and again. So, mm-hmm.
Well, like, I sense that they're anxious to play a tune here, Buck.
Well, rather than like have me badger.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure Don would prefer to
be
playing.
Yeah, he knew we were going to make it.
All right, guys, okay, the Thunderheads.
We'll do one of our own here, I guess, to start.
Yeah, this is one of Craig's tunes.
You, but far as I need a break, wake up in the morning, you are gone. I said many wasted actions to people apart, many wasted words going round. The vows we made together have been blown away, leaving me here in the cold and rain. Placed the ball last summer, you moved away. In a place with your friends across town. I'm the last one to get it, but the first one to hang on. Walk until I see it stare out of the ground. We were close, it's hard to understand what went wrong. Young when I met you, the time would work for me. The way we are when we start ain't the way it'll always be. Two different people waiting down inside. Stand around and see which one will come. You were the last one to taste it, now the first one to let go. Dance when you feel it, play to the crowd. Raise your dress, lay down your head. What went wrong? It got in front of me. It's more to get by when the right thoughts don't come. It's more to get by when you're alone. You were the last one to taste it, not the first one to let go. Dance when you feel it, play to the crowd. Raise your dress, lay down your head. And now you sleep all day, you need your children home at night. How long will you keep on running? We were close, not long. Can't understand what went wrong. What went wrong? What went wrong?
Yeah, very nice. The Thunderheads, that was Craig Paquette on the vocals, Steve Blechschrood with a guitar riffs going through there, and that fine bass was Don Blue.
Yeah, you know, these guys are real professionals.
Yeah, they are.
They are good. You know what amazes me about everybody who sings and plays music is, how do you remember all the words? I can't even remember the 800 number here.
It's a very, very good question. Yeah. And if I think about it too much,
they're gone. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you say, what went wrong?
Right. Yeah.
Then you keep playing around and around till you remember.
I keep, you know, my little secret book here with some lyric notes in it for me. But
oh, yeah.
I don't know how Craig does it. He does it all by memory pretty much. So.
Because you guys have a big repertoire.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of songs.
I hate forgetting words, so I'd rather keep a note in front of me. And,
oh, yeah.
If I have to look at it, it's there.
Yeah, we try not to play the same songs two nights in a row. So. Yeah.
That's the thing. That's the fun, kind of a fun challenge when we come up here. Oh, you know, man. We have to do some just because someone requests or something like that. But we like to challenge ourselves. And when we do three nights in a row, then
that's
it's fun. You know, it's a game we play.
Yeah,
and so, we're the only ones that know we're playing. No one else really cares.
So when you go out, do you have a set list? Or do you just say, well, let's try?
When it's a full band and you've got drums and you've got keyboards or, you know, drum, as soon as you add the drums, you kind of at least have to have something that you're going by, mm-hmm. which we always go off it. Mm-hmm. But when we do duos or trios, Steve and I just take turns and then...
Oh, yeah.
We have a kind of a master list and then we just, whatever we feel like playing.
Okay.
Sometimes we try to challenge the other guy. I look over him, what are you starting now?
The set list is kind of a loose guideline.
Uh-huh. Right, yeah.
I like to mix them up.
Yeah, and Don being part-time with you must be even tougher. Don, because
we got to keep it. He's full-time with us.
Yeah. Is he full-time now? Okay.
After 4 years, you know, I'm holding on.
he gets his official card. We're just going to make that announcement. Next month, we're going to get him his official Thunderheads
card. After 4 years, we're thinking about giving him a little raise. And stuff, but.
Who's going to break this to the other guy?
You're going
to.
He's the one that's going to tell him it's part of what you have to do.
Yeah, I do see a fourth name on.
Yeah, well, be sure you duck. Practice ducking, Don. Yeah. Practice ducking before you tell him that.
If you keep Don playing and you're going to stop calling it a duo, then too, you're going to consider it a trio.
Yeah, that sounds, you know, that it would be a little bit of a dig, don't you think? Dick?
Yeah.
Duo
and Don.
Yeah.
Duo and Don, yeah. Duo. Plus one. Duo plus one.
Plus one.
Doesn't quite get to three, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we mentioned earlier that you play a wide, you know, a pretty big repertoire, but you're a wide range, too. I mean, you guys are playing rock and roll, you're playing country, you're playing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Is that because of all the different venues that you play that you do that, or because you're interested in all the different music?
A little of both, but mostly because we're kind of, you know, we're interested in all those styles of music. There's something, you know, that draws us to each of those styles a little bit. And over the years, we've dabbled in a little bit here and there. And so.
Even just recently, we've just recorded some probably true country and, well, true country in a little more modern sense, but my nephew and I have been writing some songs, and he was writing hip-hop and doing that, and then he decided maybe some good pop country. You know, there's so much bad pop country. I think I can write some. So he said, let's collaborate. And so we just got the band, we recorded, and we actually then got some real country singers to sing them. But it's just a little side project, but it keeps things interesting.
Sure.
And gives us a chance to play a little different style.
And that way people in the audience, too, get a little taste of different styles. And in case, you know, there's more country people there that night, we'll, you know, play some country stuff.
Yeah. Or, well, the people we like, you know, with Neil Young you know, he mixes it up a lot. Mark Knopfler, you know, he does stuff with Emmylou Harris and country stuff. So because of that.
Yeah.
If you're going to play that long, you should, you know, it helps if you like what you're playing.
It does probably help.
Keeps it interesting for you. Well, keep it interesting for us now. Give us something different.
This is going to be a song by Steve.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do a couple originals and we'll do a couple covers. That's all right if we have time.
Yeah, that's great.
This is called We Belong.
Sunset lays out upon the hills, and I can see your face in the sky. As you, my frosted window, her footprints in the snow, where all she left me, how could I know? Only yesterday we kissed, and now it seems a thousand years I'll be running from my tears. And I'm falling in your place. And if I don't see your face, the snows may never melt away. I get my thoughts together, grab my coat and cap, and set my sights upon the land. There walks a distant lover, will she be mine to hold? Or should I throw my face in the sand? Only yesterday we touched, and now it seems a thousand years I'll be running from my tears. Honest love I can't give up, I'll believe in love again. This I can't pretend, I know that we long to be until the end. And everything I see is calling out to me, sending every signal they can send, yeah.
seems a thousand years, I'll be running from my tears. And all this love I can't give up, I believe in love again. This I can't pretend, I know that we children of the sun, and on my love you can depend. I know that we belong to be until the end, and everything I see is calling out to me, sending every signal they can send. Yeah. Everything around me that I see is calling out to me. We belong to be. I leave a light in my window.
The Thunderheads, with a song performed and written by Steve Blexrud. Steve, you got a request or something? Can we assume that that's autobiographical?
Yeah.
This fan club is called in.
Fan club stuff here. Oh, it's deep too.
Pretty cool.
This is a message from Brad. Actually, Brad, our former bass player.
Oh,
yeah. Brad, no, Brad actually called in to say, I think you missed a couple notes.
I probably can't.
That's funny.
That sounds like Brad.
So he's
sounds like sour grapes to me. I don't know.
I just said it wasn't a competition.
You might have to duck a couple times.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brad. I owe you, buddy.
That's fun.
Yeah, last time we had someone that I think was jamming along with us. They called in and
oh, that's right.
They were playing the flute, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Should have brought it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we have a thriving music scene, as I'm sure you guys are aware up here.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of venues, and even all winter long, there's music in so many different places. Is that thriving music scene also part of the Twin Cities right now? Are you able to? Is there so much music it's hard to get a venue, or how's that work?
Well, it's you know, there's a lot of venues that have music, but mm-hmm. a lot of bands trying to get in those venues. You know, there's good and bad things about it. You know, with so many choices, you know, it's hard to promise a venue a great turnout on a given night if there's a lot of other things going on. And, mm-hmm. you know, you have that competition, that's for sure. Yeah. A lot more than maybe a smaller town like Grand Marais.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many bands, you know. And so I think we're fortunate. We'd always, you know, like to do more, but we stay pretty busy. And I think we can consider ourselves pretty fortunate. Mm-hmm. We seem to have a decent niche. Mm-hmm. You know, someone was asking me last night, and I would say, well, you know, when we were younger and we were, you know, recording CDs and, you know, made a couple CDs and actually, you know, getting press on it and, you know, this and that, it was harder for us to get gigs. And now, mm-hmm. now we're older.
Really, yeah.
And we've got our, but if we record a CD, you know, we're not going to be in that, you know, that hipster category. So,
oh, sure.
You know, but, you know.
Your most recent CD was, what was the name of it here?
Can't Stop Time.
Yeah, Can't Stop Time.
Yeah.
That's a clever, I like that.
Yeah, that was
thought.
you can't stop time, so it's really, time has flown by since then.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I imagine, too, since you've been playing together for so long, that you've got a following out there. that goes from venue to venue if they know that you're there?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. You know, if we're really close by to a place we just played, it might affect it. But, you know, yeah, there's
like stuff. Maybe the other bass player shows up.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, we were happy the first time Don came and played with us. He brought all kinds of people, and so we told Brad. I don't know.
You got to be a rainmaker, Brad.
Well, you better keep them coming, Don.
Yeah, we kind of tend to draw people that that live near where we live.
And yeah,
sure.
We're kind of on both span both ends of the Twin Cities.
Are you on the west side of the Twin Cities?
A lot of our shows are. Yeah. I saw that. We're trying to work eastward, and it's
mm-hmm.
So it's a little, you know, a slow process, but. You know, yeah. Venues.
By the time we're 65, 70, we'll have worked east.
Yeah.
You know, when I really have that down.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
St. Paul's, it must be a tough nut to crack.
Well, it could well be. Definitely, yeah.
Well, part of it is you know, if you have only been playing pretty much on the west side, they wonder if people are going to come over on the east side, you know, and that kind of thing. Yeah, so you do what you can.
What did you guys do in the 80s when all the disco music came out? Did you kind of join into that? Or, I mean, is that a kind of a,
80s,
a,
no,
that was, a
no.
bad dream? And,
no, yeah. We didn't do anything like that. We played.
I played in the group called London in late 70s to early 80s.
Yeah.
And Craig and I met up just shortly after we broke up.
Yeah. Yeah. So we did some of the, you know, we, a little different style then, but I wouldn't really call it disco.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least you wouldn't want to be known for that now.
No.
Don, you never played that, did you?
No, we had T-shirts that said disco.
Yeah.
Don.
Disco, it said disco. No, Don. No. It starts with an S.
Yeah, it starts with an S. If you saw those around.
I always wonder if musicians will actually own up to playing some of that stuff.
But not these guys.
No, these guys are too smart for that.
Well, we better let them do a cover tune or two two here.
Okay.
All right. Okay, this is a song by Ryan Adams. So let's try this one out. Last time I was here, it was raining. It ain't raining anymore. Streets are drowning, water's waning. All the ruins washed ashore. Now I'm just looking through the rubble, trying to find out who we were. Last time I was here, it was raining. Last time I was here, you were waiting. You ain't waiting anymore. Wind is broken, smoke's escaping. The books scattered across the floor. Hear the church bells ringing through the sirens. In your coat full of bullet holes. Last time I was here, you were waiting. Here it was raining like you ain't never seen it rain. And your eyes were filled with terror and smoke from gasoline.
The stars exploding from the gunfire. Saw you smiling just before. Last time I was here, you were crying. You ain't crying anymore.
Very nice, very nice. The Thunderheads, that was Craig Paquette on the vocals there. That was a sweet song.
Yeah, talking about thanks. Rain from the Thunderheads.
Yeah, yeah. Well, last time they were here, it was probably raining. That was
not too sure.
Actually, I think it was.
Yeah. You know, we see all kinds of weather. We see the rain, the snow, the ice, sunshine, it's all good.
Well, when you're walking around with a thundercloud over your head all the time.
Just kind of like Pigpen walking around, you know?
Yeah, right.
Dust going around. That's us.
Yeah, and you were able today to see a lot of ice coming up the shore.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. A lot of little fish houses dotting the just a little ways out.
Not too many here.
Not here.
The blue isn't too far out.
Yeah, right.
There's water out there, but not much. This is the only place on the whole lake that's got open water, was right off the last photo I saw, anyway.
Yeah. Sometimes I see those photos, and then I look out from my house, and I where do they take this?
How'd they get this picture?
The ice sheets are pretty beautiful coming up.
They are.
A lot of them piled up. Yeah.
It's great.
Well, you'll have to write a song about our ice sheets.
Yeah.
Some point for the next time you come.
Yeah. Steve wrote a song on our first album, North Superior. So
maybe
next time we come, we got to play that one.
Yeah, we should rework that.
If we're invited back, you know, we trash the place. You know, you guys wait till you see the conference room.
are you bringing Don?
Yeah, don't you remember? He's going to have his card now.
That's right.
We got time for one more tune if you guys are ready for it.
All right.
Let's pick it up. You know, we've been doing these kind of sad songs.
Lost love songs.
We can't get along, we ought to be apart. And I'm wondering, where did you get that cold, cold heart? Set me free, sign my release. I'm tired of being the villain of the piece. You've been giving me a bad time, tell me what I do. I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you. Saying things that you didn't have to. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? One life, this I know. I wanna get my licks in now before I go. The fire of love is dead and cold. I wanna satisfy the hunger in my soul. You're giving me a bad time. Tell me what I do. I always get a hard time, only when it comes to you. You're saying things that you didn't have to. I always get a hard time, only when it comes to you. How come I always get a hard time when it comes to you? How come I always get a hard time when it comes to you? I always get a hard time when it comes to you.
That was Steve Blexrud on the vocals that time. And you're listening to the Thunderheads here on the Roadhouse, and they are going to be at the Gunflint Tavern later on this evening and again tomorrow night. And then on Sunday, you have a solo gig, you, Steve.
Yes, I do, yes.
And what time? Is that the earlier one?
I think it's, yeah, I think they'll start earlier. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they've been there several times before, and I've been lucky enough to get down there and listen to them, and maybe we'll see if that can happen tonight or tomorrow night. I'd love to come down and listen to you guys, because it's a lot of fun.
Hope you do.
And come down, and we can maybe share some stories from your epic bike trip.
Oh, yeah, well.
Oh, yeah, you put on a big slideshow here, you know, with great photos and a nice presentation down at North House. Oh,
yeah, thank
it was
you,
an epic trip.
Well, for a little guy like me, it was getting 5 months off to be outside every day. And now, what do you two guys do when Steve's playing on Sunday? Do you just
we go home?
Oh, you go. Lonesome Steve, it'll be on Sunday then. Yeah. Well, I sure want to thank you guys for coming, and also for being such good sports when I give you such a hard time.
No problem.
That's great. Yeah.
Thanks again. Yeah, thanks again. Thanks again for having us. Yeah, we like everyone up here, feel like part of the community. So
yeah, we're on Facebook too at facebook.com Thunderheads.
Yeah,
so,
you can tune in there.
Yeah, you got a link right on your website to the Facebook page.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
yeah, that's great. Well, we'll see you tonight, and thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.